From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Availability of clean water, proper sanitation can reduce poverty. More than 14 million Indonesians receive booster shot. Now the news in details. We begin with the national news. The availability of clean water and proper sanitation can reduce poverty levels in Indonesia. It was conveyed by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin after opening the second Asia International Water Week event organized by the Asia Water Council in collaboration with the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing on Monday, as reported by Antara. He has also said for Indonesian people in Indonesia, water availability is a challenge because Indonesia really needs water, and the availability of clean water can overcome stunting. However, sufficient clean water is not available, so the world needs to seek a solution regardless of the issue of climate change. At least 14.6 million Indonesian citizens have received the third or booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine as of Monday. It was stated by the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, reported by Antara. According to data provided by the task force, the number of booster dose recipients rose by more than 27,000 on Monday, taking the total number of people who have received the booster shot to more than 14 million. As part of efforts to boost community immunity against COVID-19, the Indonesian government launched a nationwide vaccination program on January 13, 2021. We move to the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Environment and Forestry targets the forestry sector and other land uses to contribute in reducing carbon emission by 60% in 2030. As reported by Antara on Monday, the government has set a target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 29% on its own and 41% with international support by 2030. Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, in a press statement received by Antara on Monday, explained, the government has prepared an operational plan to increase carbon absorption from the forestry sector and other land uses in order to achieve the target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Now we move to the international news. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno said on Tuesday, Japan will act in line with other Group of Seven nations, appropriately, on the issue of sanctions against Russia. As reported by Reuters.com earlier on Tuesday, the Ministry of Finance announced a freeze on the assets of 17 Russian individuals through regulation of payments and capital transactions, the latest in a series of sanctions. Next, mainland China reported more than 3,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases on March 14, the National Health Authority said on Tuesday, compared with about 1,400 a day earlier. As reported by Reuters.com of the new cases, about 3,500 were locally transmitted, the National Health Commission said. As of March 14, mainland China had confirmed around 120,000 cases. We end the news with the UN Chief Antonio Guterres, who warned on Monday that the world must act to prevent a hurricane of hunger and a meltdown of the global food system following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the Secretary General told reporters in New York the war risks sparking far-reaching consequences for the global food that will have a devastating impact on the poorest. Guterres further said even before the war, developing countries were struggling to recover from the pandemic, with record inflation, rising interest rates, and looming debt burdens. Next, we present you commentary entitled Unification of Land and Water to Care for Diversity.
Land and Water Unification Procession marked the start of the Nusantara Capital City IKN activity in the IKN Kilometer Zero Point area in North Penajam Pasir Regency, East Kalimantan Province on Monday. The procession was led by President Joko Widodo and carried out with the governors or representatives from 34 provinces. They brought land and water from each region in containers that are characteristics of each region. Starting the procession, Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan handed over land and water from his area to be followed by the Governor of Aceh, the Governor of Papua, and other governors one by one. Governor of East Kalimantan Isran Nur became the last one to hand over land and water to President Joko Widodo. Then, he put the land and water into a vessel named Kendi Nusantara. The procession was also attended by several ministers of the Indonesian Forward, head of the IKN Authority, Bambang Susantono, and deputy head of the IKN Authority, Doni Rahajo. The presidential.go.id page mentioned that the procession symbolized the unification of the archipelago's land and water. The procession also symbolizes the cultural richness of Indonesia as a large country, as well as symbol that IKN will become a city for all. The procession of the land and water unification is one of the cultural elements in Indonesia. Regardless of which ethnic groups the culture originates from, the procession carried out at IKN is intended as a symbol of unity in the diversity of the Indonesian nation. All regions in Indonesia are willing to give up land and water as a sign of being willing to unite to welcome the new capital city of Indonesia. A capital city that is not a legacy of the colonialist with a legacy of problems, as President Joko Widodo remarked. Hopefully, the procession of starting the development and activities of this IKN will be an inspiration to continue to care for Indonesia's diversity by remaining united towards the 2045 Golden Indonesia, a great Indonesia with social justice for all its people.
Well, listener, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with March 15, 1962, when the World Consumer Rights Day is established. March 15 is observed as World Consumer Rights Day as means to raise global awareness of consumer rights and needs. World Consumer Rights Day was inspired by the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, who sent a special message to the U.S. Congress on March 15, 1962, on the issue of consumer rights. He was the first world leader to do so. In 1983, consumer organizations around the world then commemorated the date in 1983 for the first time as Consumer Rights Day. Moving on to March 15, 1983, when Nyepi Day declared a national holiday for the first time in Indonesia. Nyepi was only celebrated simultaneously in Bali in 1973. Previously, Nyepi was held separately in each village. 10 years later, the Indonesian central government established Nyepi as a national holiday based on a presidential decree, No. 3 of 1983. In the presidential decree, it was also stipulated that Buddhist Vesak Day was a national holiday. I'll end today in history with March 15, 1990, when Mikhail Gorbachev is sworn in as President of the Soviet Union. Mikhail Sergeyevich Gorbachev was the last leader of the Soviet Union before the country disbanded in 1991. Before being sworn in as President of the Soviet Union on March 15, 1990, Gorbachev has served as General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, which means head of the government of the Soviet Union, since 1985. As president, Gorbachev initiated his famous policy called glasnost, or openness, and perestroika, or restructuring. This policy triggered domestic political and economic changes that led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. Gorbachev received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1990 and the Ronald Reagan Freedom Prize in 1992.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sewindu sudah, ku tak mendengar suaramu.
ku tak lagi lihat senyumanmu yang selalu menghiasi hariku. Sewindu sudah kau tak berada di sisiku. Kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku kehilangan dirimu. Belum sanggup sisiku, kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Oh, tak tahu kini kau di mana.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is consistent with the principle of being free and active in its foreign policy, including in responding to the crisis in Ukraine. Free and active does not just mean neutral, but also contributes both in the form of thoughts and assistance to conflict resolution. This was stated by the director of the Europe Second of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Winardi Hanafiluki, in the webinar, Russia-Ukraine crisis, the position and role of Indonesia and ASEAN in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He said the principle of being free and active is not synonymous with neutrality, but freedom to act in accordance with national interest. Winardi Hanafi explained that Indonesia's stance is not just following other countries, but also has an interest in voicing the importance of respecting international legal norms. Indonesia will continue to push for stopping the use of force and all parties to resolve disputes. Regarding the war between Russia and Ukraine, Winardi Hanafi said, Indonesia assessed that the best way to deal with this situation is de-escalation, so that the negotiation process can run more effectively and allow the opening of humanitarian lines. In relation with Indonesia's position in the Ukraine crisis, the government emphasized that Indonesia continues to maintain good relations with Russia and Ukraine because the two countries are friends of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Professor of International Relations, University of Indonesia, Effie Fitriani, who was also present at the webinar, said the world needed to build a transparent global security system to prevent the invasion of the great powers. She said, Russia's invasion of Ukraine was unjustified. However, according to her, there are many parties responsible for the war that has claimed many victims, not only Russia, but also the West and Ukraine itself and their leaders. Professor Effie Fitriani emphasized that it is better to be free and active and make friends with everyone. Thus, according to her, Indonesia's policy of being free and active is very correct.
Menghadapi kamu, tapi ku takkan menyerah. Kalau ya ku perjuangkan, perih bagiku menahan marahku. Aku akan lakukan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we take you to Pinggir Papas, Sumenep Regency, Madura, East Java, where the salt farmers have a unique tradition related to their profession. Three times a year, they hold Nyadar ceremony to welcome the salt harvest season. The word nadar or nyadar comes from the Arabic word nazar, which means letting go of intentions. The salt farming community will let go of their intentions and thank God Almighty for giving blessings. They also make it as a tribute to their main ancestors, the first salt inventor, namely Sheikh Angga Suto. Not only that, the Nyadar ceremony also aims to spread Islamic religious values. This Nyadar ceremony is often associated with an Islamic preacher named Sheikh Angga Suto. Angga Suto, or Mba Angga Suto, came from the Middle East, who initially stopped in Cirebon, West Java. Then, Angga Suto went to Sumenep, Madura Island, with the aim to spread the teachings of Islam. Around the coast of Pinggir Papas village, Angga Suto saw strange things, especially at low tide. When the seawater receded, Angga Suto saw very large footprints that gradually turned into lumps of salt. From this incident, Mba Angga Suto then taught the local community how to make salt. Since then, the people of Pinggir Papas village, until now, work as salt farmers. Nyadar ceremony consists of three activities. First, the collection of seven kinds of flowers, followed by nyekar or nyalase, or in English means visiting the tombs of the ancestors. After nyekar, the local people are then given drinking water and lalong soran powder, which is smeared on several parts of the people's bodies, such as face, neck, and arms. The leader of nyekar activities must be from the descendants of Sheikh Angga Suto. Drinking water and powder are believed to contain many blessings and benefits. Secondly, pray together by asking God for help so that all Sumenep people are given physical and spiritual health, avoid all calamities, and have smooth salt farming business. Then, lastly, eat the food that has been brought, but the food must be brought to their respecting home to be eaten with their families. Listener, the first Nyadar ceremony is carried out at the time the salt making begins, which is around July. The second Nyadar ceremony is 1 month after the first one on the same day. Likewise, the third Nyadar ceremony is done 1 month after the second ceremony. In this third ceremony, people do not make pilgrimages to the tombs of their ancestors like the first and the second ceremonies. Instead, at night, people will read layang or ancient manuscript known as Macapat. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selama itu pun aku mampu untuk mengenal. untukmu, kan ku jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Next, I will give a sample conversation on alamat rumah. Alamat rumah, which means home address. The conversation takes place between Kevin and his new neighbor, Boris. They are of the same age. Boris wants to know the address of the neighborhood head or Pak or Mr. Artis house. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di mana alamat rumah Pak RT?
Di Jalan Teratai Biru nomor 2, mau ke sana?
Iya, besok.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely alamat rumah. Alamat rumah, which means home address. I will say the words 2 times and you may repeat after me. Di mana? Di mana? Which means where? Alamat. Alamat. Which means address. Rumah Pak RT. Rumah Pak RT. Which means Pak or Mr. Artis house. Di mana alamat rumah Pak RT? Di mana alamat rumah Pak RT? Which means, what is Pak or Mr. Artis home address? Di Jalan Teratai Biru. Di Jalan Teratai Biru. Which means, on Teratai Biru Street. Nomor 2. Nomor 2. Which means, number 2. Di Jalan Teratai Biru nomor 2. Di Jalan Teratai Biru nomor 2. Which means at Teratai Biru Street number 2. In the conversation, you heard di mana alamat rumah Pak RT? Di mana alamat rumah Pak RT? Which means, what is the address of Mr. Artis house? In that question, there is a question word di mana. Di mana, which literally means where. Unlike in English, to ask about somebody's address in Indonesian, the question word used is di mana, which means where and not what. The question word di mana, is used to ask about a place or address.
For example, di mana alamat rumah Pak RT? Which in English would be, what is Pak or Mr. RT's home address? The question word di mana can be put at the end of the question. For example, di mana alamat rumah Pak RT? Di mana alamat rumah Pak RT? Which means, what is Pak or Mr. RT's home address? You can also say it in another way. Alamat rumah Pak RT di mana? Alamat rumah Pak RT di mana? Which also means, what is Pak or Mr. RT's home address? You can answer it, for example, with di Jalan Teratai Biru nomor 2. Di Jalan Teratai Biru nomor 2. Which means, at Teratai Biru Street number 2. Musik. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian Today, for more details, let's listen to the sample conversation one more time.
Di mana alamat rumah Pak RT?
Di Jalan Teratai Biru nomor 2. Mau ke sana?
Iya, besok.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa!
Tersenyum setelah kau tinggal pergi.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Gadis Melayu Batubara by Safarudin Zain. The song Gadis Melayu Batubara was composed by Oma Benz. This song tells the story of a Malay girl who lives in Batubara, a district in the province of North Sumatra. In the lyrics of the song, she is described as a young and beautiful girl. Her style is simple and she is really polite. Not only charming, the girl is also described as full of faith. Alright listener, here is the Malay song, Gadis Melayu Batubara by Safarudin Zain. Enjoy!
Thank you.
tenun songketnya menghiasi dirinya. Oh, sungguh sangat serasi bila dipandang mata. Aduhai cantiknya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.